Anyone else in the room opposing? Please come on up. Don't forget to sign in.
All right. Well, thank you, Senator Rennie and Representative Hepler. Oh, thank you. And the Joint Committee for Marine Resources. My name is Sarah Rademacher. I am from American Unagi. I'm the founder and owner. We are a land-based aquaculture facility located here in Maine. So our business takes elvers. So ironically, with the lead of the bill, we actually depend on marine fisheries. So our business starts with locally harvested elvers. So traditionally, this is a fishery that is exported abroad to China. They're growing them on aquaculture farms. And then we're buying those eels back at 5 to 10 times the value. Instead, what I've done with this business is developed land-based eel growth that's connected to our fishery. So rather than see our natural resource from the fishery get shipped abroad, we're growing it here right in Maine and keeping year-round jobs and a lot more of that value connected to this fishery here in the state. We've been developing this business. I started it 10 years ago in my basement in Thomaston, and we now have a multi-million dollar farm with over 17 employees. And some of our employees, I have to mention, are actually lobstermen who've been working in our processing in their off days and bad weather days. So it's a really cool opportunity for the state. And we've worked really hard to be an example of what land-based aquaculture can be. We've gone through all of the processes from DEP to DMR, and we're an example of the system working. And being an example is what I've set out to be with building the business. But in seeing a piece of legislation like this come through, it is terrifying to a business like me. This, you know, the way it's written, it's super vague. It would put me out of business immediately. I'm technically grandfathered in, but one of our partners with our current facility is the tribal nation, the Passamaquoddy Indian Township. And in that partnership, they want to build a version of what we're doing in Waldoboro in their community. This bill would make it impossible. So it's, you know, it's something that I just want to say, you know, we've worked really hard to be an example, and I want to continue to see land-based aquaculture grow. I think it's a really great opportunity. And I think too, that there are a lot of questions about aquaculture, but there are a lot of people who are doing a good job. And I know there's a lot of unknowns or unfamiliarity with it, and we're it's a new industry, but I would recommend reach out to me, please come see the farm, come talk to us, see what a working farm can be in the community. And I would love to host you guys all for a tour. So thank you. Any questions?
Yeah. Any questions?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Representative Pepler.
So thank you for being here this evening. So my question is, don't you think it would be a good idea for us to come and see your operation? I've been interested, especially since it's in Waldoboro now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And I would love to have you guys come down.
Representative Landry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here, and I'm ready to come down and visit. What do you feed eels?
So eels, naturally, they're an omnivore, but as they get older and larger, part of their diet is fish in the wild. So our diet represents a lot of what the nutrition that they need in their wild environment. So we actually use a feed that's been developed for eels. So we've brought with our business, eel aquaculture has existed for over 40 years in Europe. So we've actually taken technology that works over there. They've figured out feed, they figured out how to grow them, and we've brought it to our state in Maine and are using it to connect to our natural resource.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Representative Dodaro.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hey.
Hi. So what happens with the effluent at your plant?
Yeah. So we recirculate about 90% to 95% of our water. And then we went through a DEP permitting process, and we do discharge up to 95,000 gallons is what we're permitted for per day. But we run it through essentially a mini waste treatment facility. And we've worked closely with DEP. We also have a level 3 waste treatment operator that we work with who works with waste treatment facilities all over the state. And they work with us on the management, and we do all of the work with DEP. So it's been a really great process and did not have any issues with the permitting or issues with our public sessions that we've had too.
Thank you. On your website, it says antibiotic and hormone free. So you don't really have to treat your food source.
No. Much.
And you're fortunate that you don't have a lot of disease or issues there.
So we follow in Europe. They have really strict regulations like us. We kind of follow the same growing methods. So they don't use antibiotics over there. And we're able to do that. Eels are really tough, hardy fish, and they do well in land-based aquaculture. So, yep.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you
so much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Look forward to seeing you at the farm.
Did you sign in already?
I did.
You did?
Wonderful. Yeah.